No one will ever take Charleston without first silencing the forts which protect its harbor. And the first one that must be taken is that, Fort Wagner. Wagner has a 10-inch Columbiad, 3 smoothbore 32-pounders, a 42-pound carronade, a 10-inch coast mortar, and 4 12-pound howitzers, plus a garrison of about 1,000 men. As many of you gentlemen may be aware, for the last 4 days, our Navy has weakened Wagner with a constant barrage. Headquarters has determined a time for our attack. We will proceed with a direct frontal assault tomorrow at dusk. Problem, gentlemen, is the approach. The ocean and the marsh leave only a narrow strip of sand, a natural defile through which we can only send one regiment at a time. Now, our best hope is that that leading regiment can keep the Rebs occupied long enough for reinforcements to exploit the breach. Needless to say, casualties in the leading regiment may be extreme.
General Strong, 54th Massachusetts, request the honor of leading the attack on Fort Wagner.
It's Colonel Shaw, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You and your men haven't slept for 2 days.
That's right, sir.
Do you think they have the strength to lead this charge?
There's more to fighting than rest, sir. There's character. There's strength of heart. You should have seen us in action 2 days ago. We were a sight to see. We'll be ready, sir. When do you want us?